Great on match day to go inside the Queensland camp and be joined by Josh Hennay, the Queensland assistant coach. Josh, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate your time. And coming off, I guess, what many saw as an upset series win last year, playing in Adelaide, game two being in Brisbane, you could argue maybe more pressure is on the Blues. So what gives you the confidence that Queensland won't be just that 1-2% off tonight?
Yeah, so I think last year was a bit of a reset for Queensland. Obviously, new staff. There were some new players blooded. And I felt like last year we built a platform for which we really wanted to, I guess, grow off and grow this year. And that's probably our challenge, right, is to back up last year. What we did last year was amazing. And as you say, it probably went against everyone's predictions. So for us, this going into this first game, it's very much been about not starting again, but growing on and building on what we started with this group at large last year. So, you know, all we can go on is what we saw from the guys last year and the week's preparation we've had leading into this game. And that gives us confidence and great positivity that the boys are ready to give their best game tonight, because we're going to need to. That New South Wales team's incredibly strong, and we're under no illusions as to the challenge that they possess, mate. So we know we can't afford to be 1 or 2% off, as you say. We need to be at our very best.
Josh, always talk about both teams, lineups, individual brilliance, that type of thing. But what can we expect from conditions, mate? What have you guys experienced since being here? What do you expect the ground to be like tonight?
Yeah, the conditions, to be fair, haven't been great. Looks like they're clearing up a little bit today. We got out on the Adelaide Oval yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, and already at that point it was a really dewy ground. The ground itself was in immaculate condition, but it's certainly quite slippery on top. So we're hopeful that with some dry conditions today that it'll dry out a fraction. But to be fair, it's a little bit greasy, but that's to be expected this time of year as well.
What about your own side, Josh? Plenty of strengths, and obviously Cameron Munster is a big game player. But the one we're sort of all looking forward to seeing, and he's a young, prodigious talent, is young Reece Walsh. How has he handled camp this week?
Yeah, Reece has had a great week, and I think really beneficial to Reece's week has been the fact that our head coach, Billy, is arguably the greatest fullback to ever play the game. So those two have been thick as thieves all week. Not only when we've had our training sessions, but just in and around the camp, those two have been spending a lot of time together. And I think for Reece, that's a huge benefit, right? That to have a guy in his corner like Bill, that's not only the coach, but as I say, a guy that's played that position at the highest level, just to, I guess, give him his own experiences and share his own experiences with Reece about what to expect. How to handle certain situations and how to handle the pressure of origin. Because there's no doubt the Blues are going to come for Reece. We're fully aware of that, and they're mad if they don't. So I think the fact that, as I say, Reece has had Bill in his corner all week and has really allowed Reece to settle. And we at some point tonight, Reece is going to get the opportunity to show what he's shown at club level. But there's certainly going to be points tonight as well where he's under enormous pressure. And we're hopeful and we're confident that the kid will stand up to it.
Josh, what does Queensland need from David Fifita tonight?
Oh, nothing but his best. You know, we Dave's journey back has been a well-documented one. He's had to go away and, I guess, mature as a person and as a player. And certainly that's been evident in his game this year. He's taken great strides with his game. And it's been well-documented the areas where he needed to grow and develop. And certainly I think the guy we've seen in camp this week has been a more mature player, a more mature individual. And we just need Dave to give his very best effort. And again, like I said about Reece, there'll be times tonight where Dave's under enormous pressure. And you don't really know until you're out there and you see those players out there for the first couple of times. You don't know how they're going to handle that pressure. We've picked Dave because we believe he's in a position in his life and his football where he's up ready to handle it. So time will tell, but again, he's a guy that's had a great week of preparation. He deserves his spot in his team.
Yeah, Josh, I like the look of both benches for both teams. Obviously, there's a lot of grunt on both benches, but you've had a lot to do with Nicho Hynes over the last 18 months, and obviously everyone has a role to play, and you've got plans that you have in place, but during an Origin contest, sometimes they go out the window. But where do you anticipate seeing Nicho Hynes pop up tonight?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think all things being equal and they don't get any injuries to their back line, I wouldn't think they would waste a change on bringing Nicho on to replace one of the backs unless it's a necessity. So in that instance, I see him coming on in the middle of the field and playing as a ball playing forward, if you like. I think Nicho's football is at a point where his confidence is such and his game is at such a level that whatever job and whatever role they give him tonight, having worked with Nicho closely over the last year and a half, I know he'll make a real fist of it. And when he gets on the field, whatever point in the game it is, one thing I know for sure about Nicho is he'll take the game on, and he's going to be a threat, and we're all going to know he's out there when he gets out there. So, he's a dangerous player.
We're speaking with Queensland assistant coach Josh Hannay. And Josh, what was the thinking in the switching of Hamiso Tabuai for Doe and Valentine Holmes to the opposite sides of the field?
Yeah, so that was... it's not something that we've done mid-camp. From the very first rep that we've trained during this preparation, we decided that we liked the idea of Val being over on the right and Hamiso on the left. It suits their individual games. He's a predominant left-hand hand carry when he carries the football. So nothing more sinister or in-depth than that. It really was about we felt like those positions on those sides of the field just suited those two guys' games individually. So I know there was reports that we've switched the mid-camp. I'll tell you right now, that's completely incorrect. We've had Val on the right and Hamiso on the left for every rep of every session. So... those two guys are familiar with the people around them. They've done plenty of work there this week. And again, we're confident that we've made the right decision there, yeah.
Sounds like it's been a pretty smooth camp, Josh. Unlike New South Wales, mate, where they've had players in doubt and, you know, tooth injuries.
Toothaches.
How's the squad been all week? No dramas?
No, it's been really good. You get a little bit... Sometimes you get a little bit nervous when things have gone too smooth. Sometimes a bit of disruption actually keeps you on your toes. But, our camp from day one, as I say, has been a really smooth one. From that end, we've got no excuses. There's been, as I say, zero disruption. I know our opposition have had their situations going on down there. But from our end, we've been really happy with the work we've been able to get in. And now it's just over to the players. And, hopefully we can get the job done tonight.
And playing in Adelaide interstate generally, I guess any time a game isn't in New South Wales, Queensland probably expect to have more support?
I hope so. I'm not sure why that is, but yeah, I think I went out and visited Port Adelaide yesterday and I was talking to some of the coaches there, and they're actually of the opinion it'll be fairly neutral. They feel like it's a pretty even split here of expats in Adelaide, so it'll be interesting to see who does get the lion's share of support.
Well, we really appreciate your time on Match Morning, Josh. Thanks so much.
No, thanks so much for having me, guys. Thank you.